Good morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Paul Fredrickson, the founder of BrandBiz, and also the person driving the marketing for RFCI. You're also a columnist for Floor Focus's Marketing Minute. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I thought this might be a good recap what happened last week in Las Vegas. You know, they say what happens there stays there, but, you know, we went there for a business meeting. First off, this is number 28 for me. How many surfaces have you been to?
Well, you may have me beat by a couple. I think it's about 25 for me, but I've had the pleasure of serving on the Educational Advisory Board for 4 or 5 years. It's a great show. It's been wonderful to be associated with it.
It is the show in the United States for the residential flooring market. It happens every year at the end of January, although next year it's at the beginning of February. Let's go through some of the highlights. As far as traffic, we were concerned about this winter storm Fern.
Right.
What was your take on the attendance?
Yeah, I spoke to a couple of folks from Ties. We were pretty well in agreement that the weather did impact the show to an extent. It took some of the edge off of the attendance getting out of major metropolitan airports like Atlanta and Charlotte. I spoke with a couple of friends that were literally stranded on the East Coast and couldn't make it out west. A lot of it depended on the airline that you were traveling. You know, I fly Delta, come out of Atlanta, and by Monday morning it was all cleared up. But it certainly did affect a lot of folks.
Yeah, I think it impacted traffic just a little bit, mostly out of the Northeast. I've also served on the board of the surfaces and seen the statistics about who comes to surfaces, and it's primarily a Western show when you start thinking about dealer.
It is, particularly from a retailer standpoint. But, you know, the thing about the show, it's an industry-wide family reunion. You see folks that probably only see once a year, so it gives you a warm feeling, and it's good for the industry. It's good for the people who attend. Yeah, it's great.
Let's talk about some of the brands that really made an impact.
Sure.
The Best Booth Award has been given to Cali by the show. And they always have a super creative, Doug Jackson and his team have a super creative look and feel. AHF also had a major investment in their booth on the large scale, very creative. Novalis did a new booth. And, you know, the biggest booth, every year the biggest booth is Mohawk. Yeah.
They're the anchor tenant for the entire show.
That's right.
And good for them. It's good for the industry. Mm-hmm. It's a drawing card for sure, just like any anchor store and a shopping mall brings the crowds in. I thought Cali just did a masterful job. First of all, the thing about Cali, they start with a good sound brand concept and then they build on top of that. Pretty amazing when you see the results of that. And the twist that I loved was what they did in promoting themselves by buying that position on the back of the registration tag, which you saw everywhere. So I wrote a piece about it on LinkedIn, a marketing coup for them. I don't know what it cost them, but whatever they spent, it was well worth it, in my opinion. Spoke with Catherine at AHF, and she was just on cloud nine, and rightfully so. The AHF booth was a showstopper from the standpoint of its size and scope. The fact that they organized it by brand, which was almost like a wagon wheel type effect. If you walked around the booth, you would be introduced to each of their brands they've been adding to their portfolio. It was a true leadership posture for the main show of the year. You know, again, kudos to them for that. Yep.
Yeah, one of the things that was missing this year, Chernock, still to show that part of the Sika brand,
right.
You know, a little bit less of a marketing budget. They used to do that wall coming down the corridor, and they always did the room keys. So I'd say Cali's kind of taken some of that pizzazz from Chernock.
It's interesting when you observe these changes year to year. If one brand backs off a little bit by virtue of budget strategy, you'll see another brand kind of fill that vacuum. And it makes the show and the marketing within the show interesting each year. I think that serves a great purpose for the industry.
Let's go through some noteworthy news items from the show. Obviously, it started with that State of the Industry Tuesday morning panel that was led by Scott Humphrey. And, you know, he had Julian Dauche with Canopy, Jamin Stepp with Stanton, Sam O'Krent with O'Krent's Flooring in San Antonio, Jeff Meadows with Mohawk, and also Tom Penley, the CEO of Mannington Mills. And I didn't get to sit in the whole thing, but just a couple sound bites. Julian said, turn off the news. good advice. And Jeff was talking about our biggest impact on this flooring recession we're in right now is the housing affordability. And he pointed to the fact that in the last 20 years, the first time home buyer used to be average age 28. Now it's 39. So that's a big part of what's going on in flooring. All right. So the Luminary Award was given to Danny Crutchfield, who's been running the SFN Shaw Flooring Network for a long time. He was recognized, and that was well-deserved. They gave the Installer Awards. You were mentioning to me earlier, they've stepped that up a bit because they start those awards, and they do them regionally, and then the people who win the region come for the national. And so Alan Lewis won he's an installer from Alabama, got first place, and James Salisbury from Indiana was also awarded a prize. These are big prizes, too. Lots of money, and they get to wear a belt like a...
They're heavyweight champions. There's no doubt about it. The whole recognition of the installer side of the business is high time. As we all know, it's not a floor unless it's properly installed. These guys deserve a lot of the credit that they get. The industry should celebrate that, which they are, and Surfaces is a perfect venue for that.
Yeah. There's a couple more here. The Wi-Fi, the women of the floor covering industry, they meet, and they usually meet in the morning and serve mimosas. I always chuckle at that. Almost every time they get together, they're drinking champagne.
Yeah.
But they did get together this year, and they awarded a woman of distinction, their first award, to Emily Mara Finkel. Most people know, she spent a career starting at Shaw and married Don Finkel and then, went over to EF for a while. There's also an FCIF board meeting. I'm on that board, and we added a bunch of new members this year. We got Carol Cross from Mobile Marketing, Ralph Groban with Taylor Adhesive Group, Bill Wilson with Abby, Brent Emore with AHF Products, Michelle Vermette with AFS Group, and Jeff Gordon with Fuse Alliance. So there's some new leadership there on the board.
And all great people.
And then seeing the four focus emerging professionals, we had our panel there. You judged that for us. Thank you for doing that, along with Gene Madsen. We had 12 winners this year. That was another news item. Let's talk about the social events, not in any set order. We went to several of these, or I had some staff that went to them. The Deltal party at the S-Bar was really nice. The FEI group meets every year at the Skyfall. And they have sponsors that do that. That's a first-class party. Unilin had a party for the first time this year at Skyfall. The I4F people took about 60 of their best customers to the Oz event at the Sphere. Contract 180 had an event at Hotel W. The Next Gen Capital group had an event at the House of Blues. And then finally, True Touch, a brand that's up and coming, had a crazy event at the Cosmopolitan, and it had a ski lodge theme. They were handing out fake furs and taking shots on skis, so that was pretty amazing.
the party aspect of the show is second to none, really. I mean, there's so many brands that they really put out great entertainment like that. It's good brand building for them as well.
We mentioned that next year of Surfaces is going to be February 2nd to the 4th, so move back a week, right?
Yeah, it'll start on Groundhog Day. All happening again.
All right, Paul. Well, thanks for spending time with me today and recapping some of the big events at Surfaces last week. I've been talking to Paul Fredrickson, the founder of BrandBiz, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.